Okay, it's 3:05 p.m. on April the 27th, 2018. This is the Board of Accountancy Complaints Committee. We are ending executive session and entering into public session. Proceed.
Do you want to call for a roll call?
Yeah, so can we, this is Gary Holmesley. I'm the acting chair of the BOAC.
Scott Wright, board member, here today as a liaison to the committee.
Julie Nadeau, board staff.
Bryce Wilberger, committee member.
Al Krakenberg, committee member.
Teresa Gahagan, board staff.
Anthony Trong, board staff.
Joe Sullivan, committee member.
Joel Parks, board staff.
Kimberly Fass, director.
Andrew Hunt, board counsel.
Okay, so we have a number of items on which to vote. I think we'll start with the committee recommendations. I think we'll start with the reporting inquiries.
Okay, I'll make a motion with respect to case 2014 RPT 008. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, 011, correction, to close the reporting inquiry.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay.
Good. All motion in case 2015 RPT 002 to close the reporting inquiry.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Discussion.
Any discussion?
In some order.
Discussion before the vote next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. All right, pass. I'll motion in case 2015 RPT 005 to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Next item.
I'll motion in case 2017 RPT 003 to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Next item.
I'll motion in case 2017 RPT 004 to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
For reference, I'm moving on to page 3, but I'll motion in case 2015 RPT 001 sub A through sub D to close all reporting inquiries.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Next item.
I'll make a motion with case 2017 RPT 011 to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
I'll make a motion in case 2017 RPT 008 to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have noted we were going to monitor. Was that incorrect?
That's
so are
correct.
We closing it as well?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Next item.
in case 2017 RPT 022. I'll motion to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Next item.
Case 2017 RPT 017, I'll motion to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
In case 2015 RPT 004, I'll motion to close the reporting inquiry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Moving on. So we're now in the cases?
Yes, sir.
Into the investigative reports.
Into the investigative reports.
Let's see, I'll start. In case 16014, I'll make a motion for sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under OAR 801-010-0345, sub 5, sub D. Issuance of firm registration for not timely disclosing the lawsuit.
Second.
Any discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Okay.
If we're providing guidance to the board, I thought it was a minor infraction in this case. I'll make a motion in case 16-014 to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0020, sub 13, non-disclosure agreement for entering into a non-disclosure agreement as part of the settlement of the lawsuit.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to the next case.
Okay. Angie, procedurally, I believe I can kind of aggregate some of these motions in this case.
Okay.
In case 15-035, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of multiple violations for all matters presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So does that covers all items with respect to this case?
There's two pages.
Correct.
Okay.
That was
just to clarify.
Yeah, you're correct.
As it goes on to the second page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I felt this one was pretty egregious. I thought that there was clearly appeared to be made up numbers and tax returns, unresponsive to the board. Kind of a lack of respect for the entire process.
So noted.
I could go for that.
Okay, so we're on page 8. Next piece.
Anyone else want to take
one? I'm going to say there for something.
Do we have a motion?
All right. In case 13022, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0005, sub 2, integrity and objectivity when providing tax services to his client.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? So that was just covering the first
correct
one in that case?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in also in case 13-022, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub B, due professional care, and or OAR 801-030-0010, sub 4, tax standards.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Any guidance to the board on terms of level of severity? Hearing none. We move on to the next case. And this goes on 2 pages, by the way, just in case.
Oh, I know. What do you guys want to take this one?
So going through.
Okay.
We have a motion.
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Just making sure someone was.
That's a good thing about being a chair.
Yeah, he would.
Case 16-026, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-010-0340, sub 7, sub A, false and misleading firm names, or OAR 801-010-0340, sub 7, sub C, plural firm names, for registering a firm which had only 2 CPAs.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Ready to keep going?
Keep going.
All right. Case 16-026. I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0020, sub 4, public communications and advertising, for continuing to use the firm name on Facebook and the partner's LinkedIn profile after the partnership was dissolved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're moving on to the next page.
I'm going to skip the one on Rev 66 for a minute because I had questions on that one. So I'll go to the next one and make a motion under case 16-026 to find sufficient evidence of a violation, or excuse me, for multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0010-5, other professional standards for preparing engagement letters and financial statements which were not in compliance with the standards.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay. I'll make a motion in case 16-026 to find sufficient evidence of violation under OAR 801-050-0020-1, peer review enrollment and participation, for being engaged to compile financial statements and issuing financial statements for the period of 2013 to 2016, but did not enroll in or participate with peer review.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? So do you want to go back to the one you have questions on, or?
Yeah, if someone wants to make a motion on it for discussion, potential.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion for insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-010-0345, sub 6, sub B, branch offices for listing on the website two locations when one location never had a licensee on duty during business hours, and the licensee for the other office worked from his home.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
The motion was insufficient. I can't recall in the investigative report if it was very clear that that was true. So if someone disagreed, I'd be happy to go back and look.
I just remember in the report that it said one worked part of the time out of the Salem office, and the other one worked part out of his home and out of the...
Yeah, it just wasn't the focus of what we did, yeah. Our discussion, and so I didn't know if that was, you know, very clear in the report. And so it wasn't something I focused on.
So the licensee associated with the Salem office actually had a full-time job in private industry, and that was just a spot where I think a relative or something had office space that they could use if they had an appointment.
Like an executive office if they needed it?
Pretty much. And then the Bend location was just that, his home, and if a client needed to meet with that licensee, he would meet them downtown Bend at a coffee shop or whatnot. The rules for branch offices, do need to have someone there during open hours. They didn't really have any open hours because they really didn't have a business.
So by virtue of not really having business hours, appointment only, it's probably okay. Or at least insufficient evidence, in my opinion.
It does say branch offices shall be in resident at the branch office on a full-time basis during the time the branch office is open to the public. If they weren't open to the public.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm insufficient on, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that makes sense from the standpoint of technically that doesn't seem to be sufficient evidence of a violation. Now, the spirit, I think, of it, maybe we would think of the office being open during business hours, but if they weren't advertising that they were open.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there was no expectation, the clients didn't have an expectation that they were open.
Yeah. Okay. Other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Then it's insufficient.
Oh. Yeah.
All in favor of the motion that for insufficient evidence of a violation? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Okay, motion carried.
Is there a problem having it split like that?
When we are this low on numbers.
So, can I change my vote then?
I mean, you could withdraw the vote, I'm sorry.
I can withdraw the vote. Could we redo that?
Can I interject something here? So if you look at the investigation report on page 6, in their, when they submitted their firm renewal, it said that they listed their Salem branch office with hours 9 to 4.
Well, that just makes a whole lot of difference in my opinion.
All right.
Do we know if they had employees?
No.
No, they, we do not know that, or they did not have
it. It was just the three guys there, and two of them worked in private industry.
But that's on their application, I guess.
It's on their renewal.
Was there anything in public that said we're open from 9 to 4?
It had a business address that went to this blank office, basically.
Yeah.
And then the Bend office just had a phone number.
So did we ever, we're withdrawing that motion? It's because otherwise it fails.
I was waiting for that answer.
Okay, the motion failed.
So I'd say let it fail,
yeah.
And the board can reconsider it if they want.
Okay. Good call.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back. I just didn't focus on it, and it wasn't my primary concern at all.
You're telling me what failed?
Yeah, I say let it fail, which is totally fine.
Okay. We move on to the next case.
The board has disagreed with me on many others.
That's their prerogative.
Yeah.
Right.
Not to put pressure on everybody, but that means all votes have to be unanimous.
Okay.
From here on out. Just, you know,
just saying.
I feel no pressure. People vote the way they see it. In case 17-059, I make a motion to find sufficient evidence of violation, multiple violations for all matters presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Are we including or adding to for a peer review issue? Just similar to what was on the Caldwell-Wally and Caldwell?
Mm-hmm. What you said about the case name, number.
Sorry.
We can't say names here.
My motion was with respect to the three items on the voting matrix, but we could consider that after this motion.
Okay. So any other discussion? Do we have a second?
Already?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next item, did you want to consider?
Did anyone want to consider it?
I was just curious if we.
I think it's a good point.
Well, but that's a firm issue, not an individual issue, right?
Was he a firm, though?
He was a firm.
Oh, I see. After the dissolution of the partnership.
Right. Was he required to become a master as a firm?
Got it. Make a motion?
I have no needs.
needs, price?
I mean, it's on the individual versus the firm. And at that time, he would have, there would have been a firm involved, so.
Yeah. You have any thoughts? Gary, I know you can't make a motion, but.
You can propose a motion. If you have a thought.
So you're not completely off the hook.
Well, I mean, I guess on the one hand, we're saying that the services that are in question were being performed by the licensee at the time they were part of a firm. We've made a motion and that there was sufficient evidence for a violation by the firm. Mm-hmm. The licensee continued to perform those services as an individual sole practitioner.
Under a new firm.
I guess, not, yeah, under a new firm. And they were the same services, so. You know, it seems that if we felt that there was sufficient evidence of a violation by the predecessor firm for those same services, why would we think differently with the successor? That's my thought, at least. Pardon me?
And firm registration.
I guess that would include firm registration as well as enrollment in peer review, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That second firm was never registered with us.
So you said I can propose a motion, but I can't.
You can say.
I can suggest that a motion.
You can sort of like, I call for a motion, and you can sort of state it, and then he can say so stated, and I mean, it's not the best procedure, really, but if.
Sounds great.
So I don't know what the
what's the OAR for?
The OAR is for the firm registration.
Yeah. At this point, you probably just make a motion that a violation of the appropriate OAR regarding firm registration,
okay.
And then the board can.
So yeah. Okay. So I propose that a motion.
Or just make him do it.
I'll do it. I'll make a motion to find additional violations in case 17-059 for sufficient evidence of violation under the applicable OAR for firm registration, as well as OAR 801-050-0020 sub 1 peer review, enrollment, and participation.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
If I may, before we move on, I'm assuming you're going to say it's approved.
It's approved.
Okay, good. Board input as far, and I'm going to go back to the last couple of cases as far as this committee's determinative, egregious, minor, mid-range, whatever.
I think on the last case, I think the licensee doesn't know what he doesn't know. In other words, I think he has a lack of awareness of the standards and what services he is providing and what standards apply. So to me, it seems to be a serious, it's not a minor infraction. I think with the previous case, there's a little bit of a, you know, I think they were relying on the licensee in the second case to handle those issues, but he wasn't the partner in charge of the firm, right? So I think that there was a lack of proper oversight and reliance on an individual in the firm, a partner in the firm who, you know, they weren't ensuring that they had the right CPE and that they had the right level of oversight.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there was ever bad intent or willful neglect. It was just a lack of awareness that creates, some issues that are fairly significant.
And he'd been in practice for many years. And it was this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a newbie.
Not a newbie. No.
He should know better.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, if I can ask on case 13022.
I think there was, he kind of just disregarded some of the standards when it comes to interacting in a way. In that case, he knew all the information was presented. It came from a divorce litigation. He had everything after the fact, and he still didn't really follow what he should have. I don't know if it was, if we consider that egregious or serious.
Caught middle of the road. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the licensee had, you know, explanations, I guess, to some extent, of, and we all understand that's a difficult situation to be in, but nonetheless,
yeah.
Our standards are there for a reason.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we move on to case 15-015.
Yeah. In case 15-015, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence under ORS 673-320-3, use of the CPA designation without an active license on the tax returns filed with the Department of Revenue after the respondent's permit was suspended.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstention?
Case 15-015, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0020-1-B, professional misconduct for failing to pay a civil penalty assessed in January 2005.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions.
Okay. Ask a quick question.
Yeah.
Case 17059. Were we not voting on those two?
Was it multiple violations?
We voted all three of us together.
Three of them.
Oh, you did. I missed that. I'm sorry.
And then added the additional
as presented.
Okay. I apologize. I missed that.
That's fine.
Angie, were you able to find the potential violation for continuing to work for a CPA firm while I'm suspended?
Well, I mean, we have that, but we don't have the, I'm sorry, we have the boss one. We don't have, I was going to do it in time for the board meeting.
Okay.
So to clarify then, that's something the board's going to look at mm-hmm. directly?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I, otherwise, I think that we could look at the circular 230 for that.
I see.
But if it's going straight to the board, that's fine right. too.
Okay, next case.
Okay, case 15-016, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation in OAR 801-030-0020-3, acting through others when respondent permitted a suspended licensee to practice public accountancy.
Second.
Any discussion? Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next item on that case.
Case 15-016, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-010-03457-9(c), plural firm names for registering his business with plural firm name, even though he was the only CPA in his practice.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Okay. So can I ask for board input on both those cases as far as first impressions?
First one, I think it's pretty egregious. It's using the taking advantage of a suspended license.
Well, at this point, we only have the failure to pay the $100.
Oh, well, I don't care about that.
You think if we're able to find the...
If there's an additional violation for practicing, I say it's egregious.
And it's been continual.
For over 10 years, apparently.
He knows better. I mean, if you've been doing this stuff for a long enough, I mean, you should know.
And on the one hand, I guess I don't think the $100 is a big deal, but if an individual has been fined by the board and doesn't and hasn't responded by paying the fine, that seems like a bigger deal.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about the $100, but like, I agree. It's just it's consistent with the fact that he's still practicing with the suspended license. He doesn't respect the board at all. What's here to do? So
right.
And I think it's a bigger deal that he's, John's and CPAs, I mean, he's trying to make himself a bigger guy than he actually is. I think that...
Were you talking about on the second case?
Yeah, I think that's a bigger deal, too. He's trying to make himself a little potentate or something.
Okay. Any other input?
As far as employing the suspended individual, what's thoughts on that? Or using their services, they aren't technically employing them.
My personal opinion is it's fairly egregious, too. I think there's a distinction between hiring somebody like coming off of inactive or something like that when they're clearly suspended, they've been suspended for a long period of time, and they kind of disregard the rules there.
It also feels like it's a workaround from a previous board stipulation or board that really can't be a partner, but he can still do the work.
Thank you. Okay. All right, case 17-003. Do we have any motions?
Case 17-003, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence of violations under both matters presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to the next case, 17-055.
Were both, was that, did your motion cover both pieces?
It covered both pieces, yeah.
Thank you.
And surprise, case 17-055, I'll also make a motion to cover both matters presented, and that is to find insufficient evidence of violations for both matters.
We have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? I have to say, I mean, I think there's insufficient evidence, but I think it's clear that the licensee doesn't fully comprehend the significance of holding a license.
And right. I'll make additional comments after the voting, but I'm in line with your thought there. I don't think there's sufficient evidence, but I think there's more to discuss and think about that.
Yeah. So, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Other comments, Jess?
It appears that pretty clear that he took advantage of the way our rules are written to obtain an Oregon license when he has no connection to the state, doesn't practice in the state. And while there is insufficient evidence, did not find him to be completely credible.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
I agree as well. So is there anything that the board can do about that? I guess.
But they don't have to. We're giving them a recommendation.
Yeah.
They can say you guys are full of it.
True.
Well, the recommendation would be for the board to look at if not already doing so, looking at potential rule changes for cases like this.
I will pass along the concern. It is not a subject that has not had the attention of the board in the past, so it's been looked at, and there are some issues to work through on it.
Okay. Next case, 16-036.
I'm thinking.
Just take your time.
Okay, so in case 16-036, I'll make a motion that there is insufficient evidence in all matters presented.
A second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next item. Final two cases. Comment prior to the vote, or
right? Yes, if you're, you should just state the conflict again.
Generically.
Yeah. Yeah. So in case 17-024 and 17-041, I have a personal financial conflict.
And due to the statutory allowance, he will be voting.
Okay. Do we have a motion in the two cases at hand?
Cases 17-024 and 17-041, I'll make a motion for insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801. 030-0020-1 professional misconduct.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next item.
Case 17-024 and 17-041, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0020, sub 8, business transactions with clients.
We have a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any comments to the board or direction to the board?
I think it was on the edge of being really egregious, personally. The transaction with the client was pretty clear, but there was also the securities issues that potentially might not have created violations, but I think it was on the edge, and I think now that we're talking about it, I think there's a possibility for another motion, if I recall our original discussion.
I agree. This man was a very experienced accountant, and he knew the rules, and I think he went about as close to the edge without jumping over as he could, without being egregious. It was so close to flagrant, I felt like he knew how to make it not flagrant.
Joe, are you considering another motion?
Yeah, I was looking for the right OAR to cite for practicing law.
Well, it wouldn't be an OAR.
Or the right...
That would just be a referral to the Bar Association.
For no, our...
Well, can we do something about...
precludes us from doing so. We can find a citation for it.
Yeah, can't we do something about misconduct? I mean, he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing.
Like an outside the scope of practice kind of a thing?
Yeah. I mean, isn't there something like... There ought to be something like that.
I know there are in health care somewhere.
Colorado.
Well, let's move to Denver and make that motion.
So there's the incompetency, and that engages in conduct. The evidence is a lack of ability or fitness to discharge the duty owed to a client for the general public. Or engages in conduct that evidence a lack of knowledge or ability to apply principles or skills.
Circular 230 says that we can't, nothing in Circular 230 may be construed as authorizing, you know, persons not members of the bar to practice law.
Well, under professional misconduct, they have a licensee shall not act in a way that would cause the licensee to be disciplined for violation of laws or rules on ethics by a federal or state agency. I mean, it seems like that might apply.
He wouldn't, though. It would be the bar disciplining him for practicing law without a license.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an ethic. Okay. Unless it's practice. Is he done?
Have we just lost our poll?
We have.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just thinking because I'm...
Do we need to momentarily recess until we have poll?
Yeah, and I'll just keep looking for this.
Okay. It's 3:54 p.m., and we're recessing public session of the BOA.
All right.
Okay, we're reconvening the public session of BOAC. It's 3:56 p.m. So we'll continue our discussion as to whether or not we believe there's a basis for a further motion.
Division 30-00101A. Did I say that right? Okay, mine says professional complimentary. Oh, you're, oh, okay, sorry. I didn't see who you were talking about.
I mean, I think that works.
Okay.
You were looking, you wanted something different?
No, that, I think that works. I just wanted to see if there was something more specific under the AACPA Code of Conduct. I also think you can look to Circular 230 where it's pretty clear you're precluded from practicing law. I'll use I'll go ahead and make a motion to find an additional violation under 801-030-0010 sub 1 sub A for the practice of law.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, I think we should be able to, you know, we go through so many of these things that says, yeah, you didn't meet a standard. And then when somebody clearly violates us doing something he shouldn't be doing, we should be able to say that. I mean, that's why I think that's a good motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? I think, Scott, you've heard our points of view on this already as part of the discussion, but if anyone has additional thoughts that you'd like to share with the board, you can provide that to Scott now.
Throw the book at him. I mean, I really think he shouldn't be doing it. If you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, you know, we got to find a reason why we should penalize you. That just doesn't... We should be able to say, no, don't do it.
Am I able to ask a question about the applicability of a section, or is that part of discussion?
Sorry.
On this particular case, am I able to ask just a question about applicability? That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. All you get to do is vote.
Do you have a question?
Okay, that concludes all of our cases. But I think we can exit public session at 4 p.m.
And go into
executive session.
Right.